Hard day out there when you haven't got a new ball, as we saw from this afternoon. What do you make of the situation of the game?
Oh, it's probably evenly poised at the moment. You know, as you say, the new ball was good to bowl with. It went through pretty nicely, but it's a new ball wicket. We know if we, you know, whatever we have to chase, we get through that new ball. Once it gets a bit softer, it becomes a really nice wicket.
What about Bell? He had one or two edgy moments, one from you that went to the left of Haddon. He just didn't seem to be able to create the chance.
Yeah, it was probably only one what we had, really. He batted well. You know, it was... Oh, it's always tough bowling him, because once he's in that mode, it's hard to get him out, especially on a nice wicket like it is. But, you know, we tried everything. I went around the wicket and tried to bounce him and all that sort of stuff, and we bowled reasonably well to him. But, again, he had a good day out.
And what about the conditions here? What chance do you think you have if they get out to 250, 300 lead?
Well, the wicket's not breaking up. There's obviously a few footmarks there. Again, probably for the left-handers, they might find it a bit difficult to swan, but... It's not breaking up as much as probably we thought. So, you know, as I said, once that new ball goes, the ball comes on quite nice. You know, even this morning, batting on it, obviously their bowl was a little bit tight. Obviously, after a big day yesterday, the ball came on really well. So, whatever the target is, we'll assess that when we obviously bowl them out tomorrow.
So, ideally, bowl them out just before lunch, so you don't have to bat on that pitch before lunch. The first session seems so vital.
Yeah, well, it does. It's obviously a little bit of moisture or whatever, and it comes out. But, you know, before lunch would be nice. First hour would be nice. Who knows? But we'll see how we go. And as I said, once we get that target when we bowl them out, we'll assess from there.
How about you? How are you finding this back-to-back test matches? Like three?
Yeah, three in a row. No, it's really good. I feel good. I knew I could do it. I've had a really good preparation coming in, which I probably haven't had before. I've bowled lots of overs, and I feel really good. And it's just great to be a part of this team and playing in this team.
And what about Shane Watson? He went off with some hip groin problem. What's the story there?
Yeah, I think it's his groin. I don't know if it's first as bad as first thought. He's obviously going to assess that tonight with Alex, the medical staff and all that sort of stuff. And he's expected to bat. So, look, the extent of it, we don't know. But as I said, he's expected to bat. So we'll see how he feels in the morning.
Yes, because you've got a difficulty if he's injured. No runner.
No, you're not allowed to have a runner anymore. But he hits him pretty hard, so I don't think he'll have to run too many anyway.
So how do you see the situation of the game from Australia's viewpoint? Can you win this game?
Oh, we definitely can win it. There's 2 days to go. Hopefully the weather stays away this time. And as I said, we get those wickets, 5 wickets as quick as possible tomorrow and you know, get the total in mind and then set about chasing the under total. We're obviously still in the game. As I said, 50-50, but you know, we're confident once we get those wickets tomorrow, we'll sit down and have a look.
Well, hopefully you won't have to go out and score the winning runs, but you were in good nick today.
I feel good. I've been practicing my batting and felt really good today. I watched them hard, and you know, it's obviously good to get out and have a hit and hit them well. So hopefully I'm not needed, but if I am, I'll be ready.
Thanks, Ryan.
No worries.